2021 meeting of the Region of Queens Municipality Regular Council to order. Before I ask for any changes or approval to the agenda, I would like to make reference to Dr. Strange and our Premier Rankin's comments today. In reference to those comments, our senior management will be meeting tomorrow morning, and council and the public will be updated on what will be happening with the operations of the Region of Queens. Are there any changes or approval to the agenda?
Add that? Don't you have to add something?
I do have.
No? Okay.
I do have one item to add, and that would be an in-camera item entitled Personnel. So that's 15.1, Personnel. Councillor Charlton?
I don't have anything to add, but Councillor.
All right. And thank you, Councillor Charlton. I would also like to extend the fact that Councillor Gidney has offered his regrets that he is unfortunately unable to attend tonight's meeting. May I have approval of the agenda? Moved by Councillor Romero, seconded by Councillor Brown. If the agenda be approved as amended, all those in favor? Passed. No presentations at this time. Are there any petitions to table? Hearing none, public question comment session. I wish to remind anyone from the gallery who wishes to speak that there is a 5-minute maximum, and please state your name and your civic address.
Yes, Mayor Norman, Leon Robertson, College Street, Liverpool. Couple comments here, respect to the budget, there will be a 4% increase in that this evening in the country. And my question is, how much do the assessment for this year?
The assessment was a slight increase. I look to our finance director. Do we have that approximate number?
We'll review that at the budget.
Well, we review that at the budget time.
Okay. The other thing I see here is that was in the budget that you transferred to $750,000 roughly from reserves. That was quite good. Okay, it's a good thing that we have that. One other question with respect to the funding. The RCMP, $2.2 million. Is there any way that we can negotiate a different figure, a lower figure, anything with the government of the province, I believe? We haven't tried that. It seems like an awful large figure.
Such a matter would require a reduction in our policing services.
You'd have to be policing services in order to do that.
Then that requires approval from various levels of government.
Now, under Hillsview Acres there, the operating budget there, the amount is in there, and then also the funds come in, I believe, from the province for that. Remember, so it's just an in and out?
That's an in and out. You are correct.
Okay. And I noticed some of the capital budget, you have monies in there for the replacement of that building, what have you. Do you not?
Replacement of? A proposed replacement of Hillsview Acres, yes.
Okay. And that money, that would have to be footed by the region?
That would be money borrowed if we so receive permission from the province to do so.
And would it necessarily have to be built on that same area, or could it be moved to?
All those are matters that would be up for council discussion.
It would be kind of nice if it was a little closer to the central area. And Queen's Place, I noticed there, you have an operating deficit of about $600,000 this year, and I can understand with the pandemic that's going on and so on. You had the debt charges in there, and the taxpayers on the hook there for about $800,000 this year?
That is approximately correct, yes.
And I noticed one other thing. I didn't notice in the capital budget any monies in there. I know you're talking for quite some time with respect to the sound system here. That was taken out of the operating budget.
All of that was removed.
That was all removed. Okay. If I could make a comment, we have these speakers there. And would it be possible if you had one at each councillor, in front of each councillor, or each member that speaks, and had it down closer, that would make a difference? I think it would.
We will look at what we can do with our existing infrastructure.
Yeah.
Yep, right there.
My name is Sandra Cross, 219 Easterling Road. I'd like to have time and permit it to discuss the capital expenditure for Seaside Center. And I do have new information on that.
Now is the only time for the public to comment during our session.
Okay, that's fine, then I'll do it. Can I get these passed out to everyone?
You have 5 minutes.
I have 5 minutes. Christine, could you do that for me, please?
And because I've applied that rule in the past, I have to apply it always.
No, I understand, no problem. When Seaside Center first applied for the area rate, we knew we weren't gonna get. But then we applied for the operating grant of $10,000. I hear that we're only gonna be getting five. But when we did that proposal and put in our statement, yearly statement for our expenses and income, we, our year ending didn't end until the end of March. So that was really an early assessment that we did for the end of December. We went from April to the end of December. I'm bringing you tonight a copy of the full year's expenditure. And as you will look at, as you look at it, and if you remember from our proposal, we are quite a bit lower in the amount that we have in our bank account. And we really, really need that $10,000. There's some things that we want to do that we can't do. We did receive a grant of $25,000 from New Horizon, but that money is for accessibility into our building. So we're having bathrooms lowered so that handicapped people can get into them, because right now you can't without going up 5 steps. And we're having a ramp built so that they can even enter the building. And that's the necessity, as we see in our community with the elderly. So that money's already taken up. And right now, we have net income of $975.17. And we do have a lot of bills that will be coming up for the alarm system, the chairlift, and each one of those are anywhere between $500 to $600 alone. Then we've got insurances that went up $600 this year. So, I mean, there is a substantial reason, you know, to give us that $10,000 if you can see it in your cards. Okay? Thank you very much.
Approval of the minutes. Regular council minute meeting, April 13th, 2001. Moved by Councilor Hawks, seconded by Deputy Mayor Muse. The minutes be approved. All those in favor? Contrary? Passed. Minutes of variance appeal hearing, April 13th, 2021. Moved by Councilor Charlton, seconded by Councilor Brown. All those in favor? Passed. Finance. I want to begin this first budget speech of the new council by saying thank you to those in our community. We are parents and guardians, siblings, partners, cousins, and loved ones who support one another, have missed the physical closeness of each other, have quietly celebrated happiness and mourned sadness and loss in a fashion different to what we are accustomed to. We are retailers, business owners, laborers, industry service employees, manufacturers, and truckers who leave our homes to provide essential services, food, and health materials when others are told, stay home, stay safe. We are teachers, school administrators, support staff, and early childhood educators who continue to provide educational services. We are the students in our school and universities who will not experience the joys of extracurricular activities such as sport teams and clubs, the excitement of a Christmas concert, the thrill of a prom, or the pride of walking across the graduation stage in an auditorium filled with peers, friends, and family. We are the volunteers who display amazing dedication, commitment, and compassion as we help one another. We are the municipal, indigenous, provincial, and federal staff who operate as normally as possible to carry out the expectations of our public. We are the staff of Hillsview Acres, North Queens Nursing Home, Queens Manor, supportive living, and private care facilities who have worked so hard to keep our residents safe and happy. We are the emergency service, healthcare workers, and volunteers who work endlessly to provide care and protection in times of crisis. We are all of the above and many more. We look our friends and neighbors in the eye, and we work together to protect one another. This is what community is. This is what community does. Therefore, Walalea, thank you, community. Thank you for wearing your mask, keeping your distance, and doing your part. Be kind, be patient, and we will find our way through. Background to 2021-2022 budget. Today, Council presents its first budget of its four-year mandate, and the process to get to this point has been challenging and difficult. As a group on the job for less than 6 months, we were faced with millions of dollars of requests, both internally and from external community groups and governments, with little discretionary money to meet these needs. Our infrastructure continues to age, and our population continues to grow older, with more people on fixed incomes, and our community wants continue to rise. While the provincial and federal governments can incur massive deficits and debts, municipal government cannot do that according to law. If we want to grow and develop, we first must acknowledge where we want to grow, how we want to invest in our community, as well as where we are weak and need to improve. While we have many positive attributes, Queens County also has serious challenges we need to address. A high poverty rate, an aging population with recent statistics indicating 60% of our residents are over 50 years old, and 37.4% of residents in Queens identifying as having a disability are real facts. These numbers are a serious cause for concern. We must do what is necessary and address these issues. The municipality must take action and create a community with sound infrastructure that attracts residents as well as industrial and commercial growth. In conjunction with our provincial and federal counterparts, and the help of those who believe in Queens, we will improve our community. Today's budget will see us through the next 12 months, but it comes with tax rate increases in order to address our current financial challenges. This year we'll also see less money put into reserves for future projects. Reserves are an important foundation for municipalities, and the less we put in, the less sustainable we are. For this reason, as we move forward, when Council wishes to increase its operational and capital spending, It must be from tax rate increases or a severe reduction in spending in other areas. 2021-2022 operating capital and water budgets. Council will shortly present its 2021-2022 operating capital and water utility budgets according to provincial legislation and regulations. The operating budget will see revenues increase by $861,379. Nearly half of this increase in revenues is the direct result of a 4 cent tax rate increase for all tax accounts throughout Queens. Additionally, Council has chosen to increase the deed transfer tax from 1% to 1.5% to generate a projected additional $150,000 in this budget year. This tax only applies when properties are sold for value between private interests and does not apply to family transactions at no value. These two increases, along with increased assessments and new construction, account for most of this increased revenue. This increased revenue is being used to pay for increased operating costs to provide services and infrastructure, as well as providing additional funding to community groups. Our five fire departments will be the biggest recipient of this increased tax revenue, as they will be provided with 2 cents of the 4 cent increase in taxes, totaling approximately $193,000. This will increase the municipality's total contribution to fire services overall to $1,301,696. If we remove the hydrant fee, this figure is $1,104,461. Our taxpayers pay 100% of fire and firefighter expenditures for wet hydrants in Liverpool and area, workers' compensation and medical insurance for all firefighters, liability insurance, interest on loans from the municipality, dispatch services, maintenance, and plowing of dry hydrants through the county, and all operating costs of the Liverpool Fire Hall. The municipality also provides non-repayable grants for monies toward truck purchases, training, bunker gear, and breathing apparatus for all fire departments. Fire services is an important aspect of our community, and the increase in monies to the departments illustrates this point. Accessibility has become an important issue for Nova Scotians, and the provincial government has legislated that by 2030, public spaces in Nova Scotia must be accessible. Knowing that comes with a very big price tag, we are starting to move forward this year to meet our obligation. $100,000 has been budgeted to make changes in order that Town Hall Arts and Cultural Center will be more accessible for our residents and visitors. Additionally, if Autism Nova Scotia is able to raise remaining funds this summer to complete the proposed inclusive playground on the lands of the municipality, that project could potentially begin this winter. Council will be contributing $30,000 to Queen's Daycare Association to help pay for its increased operating costs. Our policing costs are also increasing $91,000. Our provincial education, corrections, and road costs are increasing $46,000. And our new solid waste collection contract, beginning on April 1st, 2021, is increasing $216,043, a 21% increase in 1 year. To limit the overall tax increases to 4 cents, many of our internal departments budgets have seen cuts. Our staff are being asked to do more with less. As a result, please be patient with staff over the coming year, as meeting demands in a timely fashion is going to be very challenging and sometimes not possible. Our capital budget is proposed to total $22,459,135 in 2021-2022, and will see the replacement of current infrastructure that have outlived their useful lives. After a 13-year pause without fuel at Southshore Regional Airport, a new above-ground fuel system will be installed later this year at a total cost of approximately $50,000. Water and sewer infrastructure on Court Street and the remainder of Union Street in Liverpool will be replaced this summer and fall at a cost of $1,125,000. Additionally, this upcoming year will see the beginning of work on the replacement of Milton Centennial Pool with construction of a new outdoor South Queens Aquatic Center, estimated at $2.5 million. Hillsview Acres, now more than 128 years old, is proposed to be replaced and require the municipality to borrow $13.6 million if the project is approved by the province of Nova Scotia. Like most of our municipal operations this year, our water utility has been under great strain as well. We anticipate ending last fiscal year with a deficit and are budgeting a larger deficit in 2021-2022. The last rate hearing for water rate increases for Liverpool was in 2002. That rate increase was approved and came into effect up until 2005, when the water treatment plant became functional. It is now 17 years later, and we are incurring deficits, and our depreciation reserve for future repairs and upgrades is diminishing to the point where a rate increase will be needed. While the water budget includes no new increases in rates in this upcoming fiscal year, an external consultant will be examining our situation, and new proposed rates will come forward to begin on April 1st, 2022. As an example of this necessity, two recent unexpected maintenance problems which occurred in the past several weeks has resulted in the proposed budget for the water utility in 2021-2022 to show an anticipated deficit of $40,253. 2020 was a very challenging year for everyone mentally, and unfortunately, 2021 and beyond are going to be extremely challenging years financially for our municipality and community. Wants and demands are high, and our current ability to collect revenue is not keeping pace. Our path to recovery includes creating a welcoming community, investing in accessibility, inclusion, and infrastructure are attractive pillars for those seeking to relocate their home and or business. Recent realignment of our Economic Development Department will strengthen our business and immigration strategies, encouraging population growth and a diverse, robust business community. Council will need to make some tough decisions going forward. I know our council is committed to reviewing all aspects of our operations and making the decisions that will lead us to sustainable operations. To do so, we need your ideas, thoughts, and your support of our sometimes unpopular decisions. Please reach out directly to your elected members of the region of Queens, whether it be a question, concern, or idea. We have the best interests of the community at heart, now and in the future. Thank you. And with that, we are going to move on to our budgets. 7.1, Brooklyn Recreation Community Area League. Councilor Amaro.
I move that the Council of Region of Queens Municipality authorize the levying of 4.5-cent area rate in Assessment Districts 5 and 6 to be provided to the Brooklyn Recreation Committee.
Seconded by Councilor Fox. Are there any questions? If not, I so asked for the vote. All those in favor? Contrary, passed. Point two, Brooklyn Cemetery Committee area rate.
I move that the Council of Region of Queens Municipality authorize the levying of 1.5-cent area rate in the Assessment Districts 5 and 6 to be provided to the Brooklyn Cemetery Committee.
Seconded by Councilor Charlton. Are there any questions? Hearing none, I ask for the vote. All those in favor? Contrary? Passed. Point three, area rate allocations. I ask for Deputy Mews.
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality authorize the levying of an area rate on the assessment account according to the following rules. Assessment District 1, 2, excluding assessment account numbers 101-48820, 104-662223, and 001-32837, a road levy charge of 75% of the provincially mandated road charge, as well as those properties in Assessment Districts 1, 3, 5, and 6 that are connected to or have the ability to connect to Liverpool's water utility hydrant charges at 100%. Assessment District 13, as well as an assessment account numbers 101-48820, 104-62223, and 001-32837 debt charges for Assessment District 13 at 100% roads, streets, and sidewalk expenses of 75%. Engineering and public works equipment expenses at 75%. Liverpool street pavement expenses at 100%. And Liverpool water utility hydrant charges at 100%.
And before I ask this for a seconder, Deputy Mews, you meant assessment districts 1, 2, 12, correct?
I guess.
Yes.
And what, what did I say?
One to two.
Close.
Seconder for that motion? Seconded by Councillor Hawks. Are there any questions? If not, I'll ask for the motion. All those in favor? Contrary? Point four, tax rates. Councilor Brown.
We move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality authorize the levying of the following tax rates for Assessment District 13, as well as assessment account numbers 101-48820, 104-62223, and 001-32837, effective April 1st, 2021. Residential and resource-based rates of $1.07 per $100 of assessment, plus an area rate of 89 cents per $100 of assessment for those properties connected to or have the ability to connect to Liverpool's water utility, or 78 cents per $100 of assessment for those unable to connect to Liverpool's water utility. Commercial base rate of $2.17 per $100 of assessment, plus an area rate of 89 cents per $100 of assessment for those properties connected to or have the ability to connect to Liverpool's water utility, or 78 cents per $100 of assessment for those unable to connect to Liverpool's water utility. and that the Council of Region of Queens Municipality authorize the levying of the following tax rates for assessment districts 1 to 12, excluding assessment account numbers 101-488-20, 1046-2223, and 0013-2837, effective April 1st, 2021. Residential and resource base rate of $1.07 per $100 of assessment, plus an area rate of 3 cents per $100 assessment for the provincially mandated road charges. And on all assessment accounts in assessment districts 1, 3, 5, and 6, for those properties connected to or have the ability to connect to Liverpool's water utility, 11 cents per $100 of assessment. Commercial base rate of $2.17 per $100 of assessment, plus an area rate of 3 cents per $100 of assessment for the provincially mandated road charge. And on all assessment accounts in assessment districts 1, 3, 5, and 6, for those properties connected to or have the ability to connect to Liverpool's water utility, 11 cents per $100 of assessment. Commercial seasonal base rate of $1.64 per $100 of assessment, plus an area rate of 2 cents per $100 of assessment for the provincially mandated road charges.
Thank you. Seconder for that? Seconded by Councillor Amaro. Are there any questions?
So, what's the excluding the assessment account numbers? What those three numbers, what are they?
So those three account numbers would be the Best Western property, the vacant property next to it owned by Irving, I believe, and the third property would be the Dollarama property. Mm. So although they're in, technically in Brooklyn, in assessment district, which would be 5, they're actually taxed on Liverpool's assessment district 13 rate.
Mm. Any other questions? Hearing none, I'll ask for the motion. All those in favor? Passed. Motion respecting 2021-2022 water utility budget. Oh, it's a revised one.
I move that the Council of Region of Queens Municipality approve the proposed 2021-2022 operating budget reflecting a surplus of $1,450.
Seconded by Deputy Mayor Muse. Are there any questions? If not, I'll ask for the motion. All those in favor? Contrary? Passed. Now we're back on track. 2021-2022 water utility budget. The mover? Councillor Charlton.
I move that the Council of Region of Queens Municipality approve the proposed 2021-2022 Liverpool water utility operating budget, reflecting a deficit of $40,253, and that Council also adopt a proposed three-year operating budget for the years 2021 to 2022, 2022 to 2023, and 2023 to 2024 for submission to the Nova Scotia Utility and Review Board.
Seconded by Councillor Brown. Questions? All those in favor? Contrary? Passed. 2021-2022 capital budget. Councillor Fancy.
I so move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approves the proposed 2021-2022 capital budget reflecting expenditures of $22,459,135.
Seconded by Counselor Humps. Questions? Ask for the motion. All those in favor? Contrary? Approved. Due date for taxes. Counselor Brown.
I move that the Council of Region of Queens Municipality establish June 1st, 2021 as the due date for all property taxes, with no interest being charged for any taxes being paid on or before June 30th, 2021.
Seconded by Councilor Fancy. Any questions? Councilor Charlton.
Yes, I was just wondering about considerations for extending that due to the fact that we're still in the pandemic. I know last year it was extended, I believe, by a month.
Was the extension, was there an extension last year to July, to July?
There was. The different situation this year. Last year was most of the province was shut down. And it was new and different last year, whereas everybody now is, I think, somewhat familiar with the pandemic and the operations and things. Councils wish we can delay it. It just causes us to use more money of the reserves. Delays our ability to function without taking a lot of money out of reserves to pay our bills for an extra month.
So, Council, you've heard the CEO's explanation of why last year's was pushed forward. You wish to comment? You wish to support Council Charlton in a request for extension? What is your wish? Hearing none, I'm going to ask Councilor Fancy.
I think last year too, also too, we brought in the so you could be able to pay it through other ways of being able to pay your taxes. We brought that in last year, and I think it was a different. We can still go about in our community, so I think people can still get out to pay their taxes. I don't think it's going to be such a need this year.
So you are fine with the date as is, June 30th, 2021.
May I add,
Councilor Charlton?
I think one thing that we have to realize is effective tomorrow morning, we're in a province-wide shutdown for 14 days with no guarantee that we can all return to normal in 14 days. I understand we have this tax increase, but this is going to affect so many of our small business owners, which we already are aware of. I just think that this needs more consideration than that, given the circumstances. I mean, we had 100 COVID cases today.
Comments from council? Now I'm going to call for the question. I'm going to ask for the motion. All those in favor? Contrary? Passed. Our CEO is going to go gather our economic development director. And while we wait, I just want to say thank you to council for what we all know was a very difficult budget to prepare. Tax rate increases are very unfavorable. However, we have to look down the road to our future. And our future means continuing to build our community strengths. And to build our community strengths, we require revenues to do so. Looked at the new app, so I guess it is a good thing that we're not. We work quickly, Jim.
I didn't see any hands go up, so.
I shook my head, sorry.
Oh, did you put your hand up? Okay, thank you.
Is it working?
I can't give it to her back. I got it. Split screen. Can you see, is it this?
No, it's the, it's right in the middle there.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead. Is that it?
Yeah.
There you go.
Coming up on the.
I did.
Hi.
I did look at that.
So we began work on this app last summer, starting with the collection and editing of stories and procuring photos for each location. The museum was really critical to pulling this together. They helped choose the locations, provided most of the text, and provided all the photos, and also lent their voices to the audio files. We also received funding from both ACOA and the province, and that allowed us to expand on a little bit more on the original idea. So we were able to incorporate audio for all 31 locations, as well as video for about half the locations. So it's a progressive web app, which means that you can use it on a desktop or on a mobile device. It works a little bit differently on desktop than mobile, but I'll explain that. But the reason we designed it this way is so that people who couldn't either geographically be here to do the tour or physically were not able to do to walk it, then we did have a way for them to explore the walking tour online. So when this opens on a mobile device, it does look a little bit different, and it'll ask you, or it'll prompt a user to download an icon to their home screen, which then allows them to access it directly from their phone. And it also, on the mobile app, it also has a near me function. So when they're close to any restaurants, bakeries, cafes, other points of interest, they can just click on a near me and those locations will pop up for them. So you won't see it on here, but it is there. So there are 31 locations on the tour. I'm not going to go through all of them, but I will go through a couple just to show you how it works. And our plans for promoting this is to put it up on our website, a link to it on our website, put a poster up at all the visitor information centers locally, as well as museums, Fort Point, and our social media sites. And also our visitor guide. And so this is just a look at the home screen. So there's some testimonials there from people who have taken the tour already. And then a thank you to Nova Scotia, and also a direct link to the visit section of our website, and also a direct link to the flip guide for our visitor guide. Right now it's the 2020, but it will be updated by the end of May. So if you go, whoops, oh, this is hard. It's hard not to see the screen here. So if you go into the walking tour, it opens just as that usually doesn't come up unless it's a mobile. So there is a couple of options. You can take the tour and do the full tour, or you can choose to do a custom tour. So I'll just start the full tour. And it starts at Fort Point and ends at Queens County Museum. So when you click on I'm here, you'll see a write-up of Fort Point, also some archival photos, as well as a video of the location. We don't have video for all the sites because it was quite expensive, but we do have audio files for everything, so let's see for this one. And we have limited pictures for some of them as well. So this would just be an audio file. I don't know if you want to listen to any of them or watch any of them. You can
shouting, yeah, okay. So you'll probably recognize Linda's voice here.
It is indeed Linda's voice, but without speakers.
I know.
Here, so.
It's not coming through on this, sorry.
Yes, we see how that works.
We're working on subtitles for all of them, because some of them didn't read properly, so we're still working through some of the accessibility issues.
And Jenny, did you say earlier than today, that this is an app that we can expand on for other communities and other areas?
Exactly, that's what we're hoping, like now that, sorry, I'm just gonna stop. Yes, so now that we have a kind of a base designed, I think that was the hardest part for Digital Fusion, who we hired to do this. This was their first time doing anything like this, so it was kind of a learning experience for all of us. But now that we have this, it will definitely be easier to roll out other tours. And I know there was talk about perhaps doing one for the burial ground, which would really fit in nicely with this, and also, yeah, other communities and things.
So we could use this for other historic communities within Queens?
Exactly.
If
so
we
if
so
you
wish
go
to expand.
So if you go back to the home page, so under here, we used some of the idea was that we would have other tours here that you could click on and it would open up, but for now we just linked to things that we already have. So
as we expand our trail network, if we wish to do, it does not have to be historic. If we wish to do a cycling trail or a ATV trail or whatever, this is our platform and our basis. And
yeah, exactly. And I think that for things like biking, hiking trails, driving routes, like we're sort of looking at that within the wayfaring anyway. So I'm hoping that we'll see more of that over the next year or so.
Members of council have any questions of Jenny? Councilor Brown.
Yeah, if you go to do other tours, does having one done keep the cost down for the next one, or is it kind of going to be the same cost for each one we do?
I think that it would be down a little bit. Like there was, I'm not really sure,
yeah,
though. I mean, I guess it depends how we look at it. Like because we had gotten unexpected funding,
right,
then we were able to expand what we were offering and do the audio and have some videos done. So it might not look exactly the same,
yeah,
but now that we have the platform, I would imagine that would bring,
yeah,
the cost down a little bit.
I didn't know if like templating would allow it to kind of transfer over.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And when Mayor Norman asked if we had seen it, I think I had a little bit of brain lock, and I had gone through some of the sections on the tour, and I really enjoyed it. It's very nice.
If I see no more questions, I thank you. And we'll move along to corporate services 9.1, an extension of an agreement with Autism Resource Society. Someone who wishes to make the recommendation, Councilor Romero.
I move that the Council of Region of Queens Municipality approve the proposed amending agreement with PAC Autism Nova Scotia Society for the establishment of an inclusive playground, and that the Mayor and Deputy Clerk be authorized to execute the agreement on Council's behalf.
Seconded by Councilor Charlton. On April 10th, 2019, the Council of the Day made a two-year agreement with the PAC Autism Nova Scotia Autism Society regarding the playground which we will be building, and that agreement expired because the society
We're about $100,000 short. They contacted the Region of Queens and asked for an extension. So this allows them the extension on their project. And we are very hopeful that by fall they will have their 100,000 or near and wish to move forward, at which time we will be able to hopefully begin work on this project through the winter months. And if this motion is successful, then because their monies from the Community Investment Fund cannot be held, they will just make their application, reapply, and we'll go on and move forward from there. Any other questions? Councilor Clancy.
This new agreement's only going to extend it for a year, right?
Yes.
Is that what they requested?
Yes.
Because again, we're going through the COVID year with grants and everything else, things could go wrong. And I just wanted it, so that they just wanted it a year.
They requested a year agreement, understanding that they have a lot of monies that are coming from other funding sources. So it's important that they finish this project. So yes, it was upon their request that it be a 1 year extension.
Okay.
Councilor Brown.
The money from the Community Investment Fund goes back into the fund and they have to reapply. Is there any risk that another group could put an application in?
That would be your decision. So if you think they are at risk, I do not believe they
okay.
are at risk. The monies would have been unspent out of last year's Community Investment Fund, so it would go into a reserve and they would apply in. So I feel very confident that this council is going to approve that money. Any other questions or comments? If not, I'll ask for the motion. All those in favor? Contrary? Nine point two, a proposed new noise bylaw. There is a recommendation there. If someone wishes to make a motion, Councilor Brown.
I recommend that the Council of Region of Queens Municipality give first reading to a bylaw respecting noise.
Seconded by Councilor Hawks. Discussion, comment, questions?
I'm just wondering how this will be enforced, how it will be possible to enforce this. I just think of Kellyanne and what she struggles with now. And I do know that we have to identify some issues, but when I look at some of these, I think that her phone is going to ring 24/7. So I do have some concerns with some of these.
The enforcement issue is going to be very difficult, as you can remember in my introduction to the budget, the comment that staff are going to have a difficult time doing their duties, and sometimes it may not be possible. This may well be an example. I had questioned our CAO about the fact that this is the first time as members of council that we have seen this to discuss this. And I posed the question, what if there are parts of it that we have difficulty with? What if there are parts of it that we question? And his recommendation to me was that we could discuss this and through consensus agree on what changes we would like to see made. Though we support the first reading and then expect to see those changes made as amendments in the second reading. So if there are changes, items that you feel uncomfortable with, or your opinions on this, now is the time to hear them. Counselor Fancy, and then Deputy Mayor Muse.
I know what we're trying to do, but I don't know if we're set up to do it right now. That's my concern, because as we know, Kellyanne has got too much on her plate now, and what's the parameters, you know, all these other things. People are going to be calling for all kinds of strange things. I think they're too loud, and I don't think we have the personnel and we're ready to do this at this particular time. I will be voting against it.
Deputy Muse.
I have a problem with some of the things. One of the main things is including portable sawmills only run from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. In the summer, I have a portable sawmill, and I do most of my sawing after supper when it's a little cooler. And I usually saw until 8:30, 9 o'clock. I have a big problem with stopping at 7. When you can run a parasol later than that, and I'm pretty sure my parasol is a lot louder than my sawmill.
And that item also includes all construction and construction equipment within that time period.
Yeah, and like you said, in the summer, it's when it's the coolest and you'll be out there working. What are the other ones?
Is he referring to item 9?
Oh, sorry. Item 11.
That would be 5C11. The list giving exemptions of sounds which can be, that the bylaw does not apply to those sounds from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Because as you are aware, this bylaw generally states that any noise you make on your property, if your neighbor hears it and complains, you're in infraction of a noise bylaw, unless it's listed as an exemption. And the exemptions, it lists the fixed exemptions.
I have a problem with actually a few things in this proposed bylaw. I agree with Councilor Fancy. For one thing, I'm not sure how we're going to enforce it. We're putting quite a bit of strain on Kellyanne as it is. And also, number 9, it says about lawn mowing, 9 o'clock. A lot of people do that later in the summer as it's cooler. In the later hours, a lot of times it's not dark until 9:30, 10 o'clock. So I find that's too early. Also, about a radio being operated beyond the bounds of the property, I'm not sure how we'd ever control that. Anybody having a radio playing? And I mean, I understand certain levels, but maybe we could look at certain decimal levels. I'm not sure, but I do have a few problems with some of these. Number 7, of an engine or motor, 5 minutes or less. And I do see over here in number D, it says low temperatures can make it longer idling periods. But in the summertime, you may want to put it on and cool your car a lot longer than 5 minutes. So I do see some problems with this.
Councilor Brown.
Yeah, I think there's, you know, a lot of people have some concerns, and I think one of the things that's there is that it calls for reasonable noise. And, you know, it's up to a determination. If the noise is unreasonable or if the complaint is unreasonable, it won't be acted on. I think this also gives the RCMP a chance to come in and deal with something without having to lay a criminal charge against somebody. I don't think this will all fall on Kellyanne. I think it, you know, gives somebody, you know, gives them a chance to start slow people down or gives them a reason to talk to them and keep people reasonable. I think putting rules and regulations into place, most reasonable people will make it easier to get along with their neighbors. It definitely can cause some problems. I agree with that. The changes that some of the members mentioned of 9 o'clock for sawmills and you know 9 to 10 o'clock, I think could be reasonable changes because we're looking at quiet times mostly from 11 to 7. Some of the numbers were put in there and are definitely open for change. But I think you know a lot of the problems that we're finding is that people are making noise that make it unable to have a conversation on your own property. So conversational levels are not that loud, but if somebody else is making noise that you can't carry a conversation on with your family in your own property, becomes a problem. And we don't have anything now just to stop that in place. Our rules that we have now just don't work for that. I think we have to do something, and this was a start. Any changes would be welcome, but I think we have to move forward because if we don't do it now, it'll be another year lost. And a lot of people are having problems with their neighbors now as people come in and out. So we have to change it, I think, at some point.
Councilor Charlton.
I agree with some of the comments made here as well. And when I'm looking at some of these, I thought really most of this emphasis was that you're going to allow people 8 hours of quiet time from 11 to 7 a.m. And when I look at persistent barking, howling, or other persistent noise making by a dog, there's no timeline on that. It's wide open. There's lots of people in my community that have barking dogs, and I'm just wondering how you would ever deal with that.
We have a barking dog bylaw currently on our books.
Okay.
It is illegal to allow a dog to persistently bark for extended periods of time.
So that's something that's easily enforced now, the mayor?
Yes, it is.
Okay. But in furthermore, to not that comment, just other things of, you know, yelling, shooting, hooting, singing, playing musical instruments. I don't know how we would enforce that. I'm struggling with that. I get what Councilor Brown is saying, and there are some issues, but I feel like this is really micromanaging people, and I think it's just going to create more problems in some senses. Not everything in this is bad. I don't feel that way, but I think some things are too much.
So how do you wish to proceed? Are we going to go through the items one by one, which you have difficulty with? And upon consensus, agree to changes and then see them come back at another time? Do you wish to make some changes and then perhaps suggest tabling and then bring it back for first reading? They can suggest changes and then vote on first reading and then expect to see the changes back on second reading. The decision is yours. You are the majority. Councilor Romero.
I think we should go through this item by item and make decisions that way.
Is that the consensus of council this evening? You want to go through this item by item this evening? Consensus? Yes.
Yep.
So we will start with So are you fine with the definition? Any change to the definitions?